right, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right, you are listening in to part three of a three-part series of relationship goals for the new year. So we want to wish you a happy new year. But as we step into the new year, we always want to have goals. And so we've been talking about different goals in three different areas. So our first part or segment was in singleness. Then our second part was in the dating courting stage. And now this last part, we're going to talk about, you know, relationship goals that you can have for the new year in marriage. Before we get to that, we just always want to thank Harris Booker for being a sponsor. And so we want to encourage you to give Harris Booker a call at 909-717-4886. And he will give you more information about insurance and just making sure that your family is secured and safe if, God forbid, anything should happen. And so with that said, marriage goals. What would be a marriage goal that you would give somebody that they can practice and implement in the new year?
I think a great goal to start off with, if you're not at this point already in your marriage, because I know for me, me and Kristen didn't really get to this point until about maybe like a couple of years ago where we're really on top of it. All right. But is to better your financial skills.
All right, break that down.
So what that means is, you know, when it comes to the money, you know, in your marriage and in your family, you know, how are you guys spending? Do you guys have a budget? Are, you know, are you kind of just living paycheck to paycheck, or, yeah, you know, how do you guys deal with your money in your marriage? And why I say this is a good goal to better your financial situation is because there are three things that always cause the downfall of a marriage.
And it's all right, money, break them down.
It's money, sex, and poor communication.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, money, that's just a big thing on how, you know, how you guys are spending it, you know, how you guys are living, you know, because money can constantly stress you out.
Especially it can put a big strain on a relationship. It really can. So it's good.
If you're living like that paycheck to paycheck life, I mean, if you're living paycheck to paycheck every week, that means you stressing out every week. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that stress every week, that's just causing unneeded tension. If you guys could create a budget, you know what I mean, to make sure this and this and this is paid for. And okay, cool. You know, now we cool. We have a little extra money. We can go on a date night or something like that.
Right.
You know, I think that would just really ease the tension, and that would just be so beneficial to a relationship.
Well, to add to that, good communication through that process of the budget. So it's not so much one person saying this is what it is, because then the other person is going to have bitterness and resentment, and they're going to feel like, you know, you're controlling. And so it's a sitting down. It's a understanding the finances together. It's an understanding and coming up with goals together. And so, because I think in some relationships, I would actually say most relationships, when it comes to finances, is mainly like one person that does it all. And the other person kind of is like, okay, you know, you're doing it, you're handling it. But, and that's an okay system. But when it comes to what the goals are, when it comes to what the spending budget is that month, that should be something that you do together, and it should be something that both people are aware of. And so if you're the spouse who you really don't do the finances, you should at least understand what they are. It should be something that you can, because you should write those things out. You should be able to see it and visually see it. And though they are the primary, the other person is the primary one who pays the bills, you should be aware of what's happening and what's going on. And it's just, you just work on good communication. And that was actually the other relationship or marriage downfall, is bad communication.
Right. That's good.
All right. I think so. Mine is to get involved in some type of marriage community. And so I talked about community in the first part, where how important community is. And we were talking about getting involved. If you're single, you know, get involved in some type of, you know, young adult fellowship, or get involved in some type of outreach service opportunity. One of the things that we miss is how important it is to have a marriage community. And what I mean by a marriage community is that you have a group of married people that come together, and maybe there's somebody that's teaching. There's some type of constant building up as far as good relationship practices. And so there is some type of teaching involved in that. But it's not just teaching, but it's a community to where you hear other people share about their ups and downs within marriage. You hear these other stories, and you don't even always have to share. You just hear what they're going through, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, we're going through the same thing. And, right. and so it helps you to know that you're not alone. You find that these marriage communities, they'll go out on dates. And so they'll have date nights, or there might be a retreat where everybody goes to the mountains, or everybody goes to, you know, the beach, or maybe they go on a cruise. But having that marriage community is important. And so that's something that's measurable. That's something that's very specific to get involved in some type of marriage, you know, community, but specifically make sure that marriage community is offering some type of building up. There's some type of, maybe you're reading a book together yeah. as in that community where you're learning good relationship principles.
Yeah, man. And that's good, because that kind of goes back to what I was talking about in the singles podcast.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing for you to do is be secluded when you're single and by yourself.
Yeah.
And again, too, when even in a marriage, the worst thing you can do is be secluded when it's just you two, because
yep.
sometimes when you go through things, if you're secluded or you don't have any other friends to, you know, give advice or, you know, to bounce off of, you feel like, man, I might be the only person going through this. And it can drive you right. crazy. You know what I mean?
But you do. And then who do you have to talk to?
Right.
You know, to share what's on your heart.
And you'll be able to find so much relief once you get into that little marriage community. And you start talking to one of your boys, it's like, oh, man, y'all do that in your marriage too? Like, okay.
Yeah, oh, bless you. And matter of fact, we want to hear from you. We want to know, as you implement some of these marriage goals or these relationship goals and singleness courting, we want to hear from you. So definitely, you know, go on the website and leave comments. We really enjoy listening and reading your comments, and we try as best as possible to respond to them. Mm-hmm. All right, man. So you have one more marriage goal?
Yeah, yeah. Another goal, just piggybacking off of what you said, man, with community and, you know, maybe people may be going to retreats and stuff like that, is when it comes to marriage, schedule date night times.
Oh, man, you stole mine. I actually had that one down, too. So that just speaks of how important having those date nights are. But go ahead.
Man,
I'll let you pick, do your thing first, and I'll pick it
up. I was about to say, man, it's so important, especially if you're married and you got kids in the mix.
Whew.
This date night isn't let's bring the kids and go to a restaurant. Now, this is like,
wait, say that one more time, man. Somebody needs to hear that and understand that.
I said this date night, especially if you're married with kids, it's so important to just leave your kids behind and focus just on you two. This isn't one of those let's bring the kids to the restaurant with us. This is a no. I need to let's find a babysitter. Let's see if your mom can watch the kids for a couple of hours. Yep. Figure something out. So you guys can get away and just focus on each other. You know, me and Christian have been really doing this date. Well, we tried to start it a while back early in our marriage, but, you know, we didn't really see the importance of it until we really had kids, you know. And now since we've been doing it, and I mean, it could be simple. We do a date night every once a month. And we actually switch off on the date night. So let's say January, Kristen is in charge of the date night. So she figures out what we're going to do for that day and, you know, all that stuff. And then in February, it's my turn. So then I figure out the date night, you know, and it takes the stress off the other partner, because you're not just scrambling, trying to figure out what's going to happen, what you guys are going to do. You know what I mean? You guys can just really enjoy each other, man.
Well, that's good, like, because it shouldn't just be one person. And that's where the relationship can really feel burdensome, when you feel like you're the main one that's putting into it. You're the main one that seems to be desiring to grow. And right. so you want to communicate and have that to where it's like, hey, let's piggyback. Let's work together. And you're right. You organize one. I'll organize one. And I'll go a step further. So as I was thinking about date nights, is you can have a major date night that you do once a month. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to say you can't do a major date once a week. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing to say that, but you do also want to make sure that you should have weekly time together.
Yeah.
You know, and so though you have your date night, what is your weekly time together? So maybe that can just be, you know what, we schedule, we're going to do a walk together around the block. Or, mm-hmm. you know, every Friday we watch a movie together. You know, it's something that you guys both do to where you're spending quality time. And we actually did a podcast talking about quality time and the importance of quality time together within a relationship. So you can definitely go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org, and check out some of our past podcasts. But we really want to encourage you in how important it is that you're just spending that quality time together, and that life doesn't become more important than your
right,
marriage.
Right, right, right.
And you know, and so when it comes to priorities, you have God. God is the most important thing. But then after God, it's you and your marriage. It's not your kids. It's not your job. It's not your mama. It's not your extended family. The most important thing after God within a marriage is you and your spouse. And so by you scheduling dates, by you keeping those things a priority, you're showing that we are a priority. And that's where you don't just take the kids. And so it can become your date nights are when you're doing stuff with the kids. Oh, well, they had this party. And so we went to their birthday party and we spent time together. And that's not a bad thing, but that should not be the sum of your date nights when you're going to the party, you know, for the 10-year-old party or the 12-year-old party. It shouldn't be the sports night out. No, we're taking them to this sports game. And all we spent together when we did. No, that's family time. But then you have you, wifey, and husband time.
Right. And I want to say that the key word in that is quality time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're talking about kids, but when you're on that date night, put your phone down too. Because, right now, especially in my generation, you know, we got Snapchat and Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
All, you know, we're just connected to our phones to the point where if you leave your phone at home, you almost have an anxiety attack because you, right. you forgot your phone at home. You know what I mean?
Right. When you're having a date with your phone and not with your spouse.
Exactly. But when you're on a date night with your spouse, turn your, if your kid's somewhere, you know, you want to make sure your kids are okay. Man, just turn your phone down. Put it somewhere where you can't even get to it unless you hear it ringing.
And, I'm going to add to that. I'm going to help people out. See, with technology, the way that our phones are now, especially with iPhones, I have an iPhone. So they have what's called Do Not Disturb. For Do Not Disturb, you can create favorites. So that way, if somebody needs to call you within those favorites, it will go through. And so if you do have your babysitter or a mother or whoever's watching the kids in the favorites, then you'll still get that message or you'll still get that call. But you won't get all the, you know, what's the latest tweet or what's the latest, you know, post. And so it will cut all those things out to where you are focused. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Shout out to Apple because that's right.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and pray for you guys. And so, Father, I just want to lift up those who are married. Mm-hmm. And Father, just help them to see how important it is that they invest in one another. Help them to see and ask the question, what have I done for you lately? Not so much what have they done for me, but Father, help us to be mindful that we need to be givers, that we need to step up, even if the other person isn't doing their part. Father, help us and help them who are married to do their part. Father, bless them and give them the strength to stick with these goals. No matter where they're at, whether if it's up or down, Father, help them to do their part and bless the marriages of those just all over. We thank you. We love you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you. God keep you until next time. We really appreciate you listening. Again, go to the website and leave comments. Give us a review on iTunes. We need 5 stars. And so as you're listening on the podcast app on Apple, please give us 5 stars. We appreciate those reviews. And that helps us to grow and to get higher in the rankings. And this podcast can be a greater blessing to other people.
Right.
All right, till next time. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you because a body can't function when a body's been too.